hurt to see the image of Einstein surrounded by shopping bags, quantum shopping. His top lip quirked up and a dimple winked. Her heartbeat slowed in response. Then he stalked a step closer, his hands at his sides, and her gaze flew to the gun on his hip, to the several knives secured in his vest. Her heart leapt back into action. "You have the wrong house," she glared up at his implacable face, a face cut from granite with a jaw made to take a punch. She'd have to jump to even come close. The scent of spiced pine and male infused the room. He shook his head. A pit the size of a large rock settled in her stomach as adrenaline slammed the room into sharp focus. Her breath came in short pants, and her scientific mind sought an answer. A way to take his massive frame down. She stamped down on the rising panic when nothing came to mind, and again searched for a weapon, spotting the tiny Fittonia White Anne in the terracotta planter. She couldn't throw Annie at the man. The plant would never survive. The intruder took another step to peer over her shoulder. "It will be okay. We have to go." His large hand encircled Kara's bicep before dragging her into the bedroom. Fear